Antonio Caroli, Motocross the Nations. Hey, with about 5 minutes to go, you guys had the lead. I don't know if you knew that or not, but...
Yeah, unbelievable, man. It's burning a lot because we had the chance, you know, to win, and we lost only for a few points, and this is burning a lot because that first moto, you know, with the crash and the start, I throw away, you know, the possibility because I was in front and I could easily finish top three, and this was already enough, you know, for Italy. And then also Lupino, that second moto, he had a start again, the whole shot, and then, yeah, mistake on the first lap, back to the last, and then back to 12. So we both messed up, but, you know, we are happy in one side because we didn't really know if we could race here because of the crash of last week. But I felt strong, you know, yesterday and today also on the motos. And only, you know, everything has to click together, you know, for this race. You know, so many hits and so many things count.
Yeah, it was a great ride. Look, before the race, we're all talking about Herlings and Tomac and maybe Roczen. Hey, maybe we left you out a little bit. Maybe we're guilty of that. We're forgetting about the old guy here.
Yeah. You guys forget. I mean, I'm really happy about my riding, but I don't really care, you know, what the people say around. I always like, you know, the American fans because, you know, they have so much passion, and especially on this track, I really feel like Europe because they were so warm, and it was amazing, you know, to ride here. So I really enjoyed the race, the weekend. Like I said, a little bit burning, you know, because we had it on the hand, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is motocross and France. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, in Moto3, Coach A and Anstey got you. Did you fall over? Or did you make a mistake? What happened there?
No, actually, I had a good start. I was second, and then I was following my teammate. He was first, and then I was on the there was one dark corner, you know, one did, and I follow him on that spot, and I got stuck there.
Okay.
So I was back to five or six, and then after I back on a good level, and then some stone broke off my goggle, and you know, I had to take it off. And yeah, without goggle, it's so painful, and I barely see nothing, you know, while I was riding. And my teammate didn't really see me, that I was in the back, so if he could let me by closer, you know, faster, maybe I could stay in front of Polen and Nasty. But, you know, it's a racing. Yeah. This is okay. I mean, we try to do next time. We have a strong team. This young kid, Cervellini, is riding very good, you know, and the future looks good, and Lupino is stepping it up also. So we try next time.
Cool. Well, hey, great to see you here. Nice ride on Saturday, and thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good luck. Good job.
Thank you. See you to everybody.